This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 426, recorded July 15th, 2015. It's hot, if you're in North America, or the Northern Hemisphere, I guess. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, below the tropics, probably not as warm. It's really hot here. I'm burning up. Gosh, I'm burning up. Why are we even doing this? Let's just go out to the pool.
I don't have a pool.
Oh. Let's go. Let's go to a place that has a pool. Like I don't know, BotCon again or TFCon. Let's go to a convention. I want to go to a convention again. I miss you guys.
Yeah, well, let's go TFCon back to BotCon. Let's go back to BotCon to a hotel nobody's at and have a pool all to ourselves every night.
That would be great.
Okay, that was great, Brian. You just weren't there with us at the pool.
I know. So with me this week, we have Diecast, Chris, a.k.a. XV, Matt, a.k.a. Melvar, Rob Clay, John DeLuna, and an absent video, anyway, Headmaster Don. Don is without video this week.
Hello, everybody.
He's so happy about it, too. Just listen.
So should I just drive up to TFCon this weekend? And
how far?
I can sleep in my car.
How far away is Toronto for you?
Because the parking is free.
It's like 8 hours.
Yeah, why aren't you? Why don't you go? That's not that bad.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere.
Yeah,
to
just
sleep,
go.
Though.
It doesn't matter. I mean, just go.
I could sleep in my car.
Figure it out when you get there.
In Canada, don't they have socialized housing?
but do they have socialized parking?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't BotCon. We don't know that there's ample free parking.
Yeah. It was not advertised, although I could probably tweet at them and find out pretty quick, because they're really good that way.
Yeah. TFCon here is only about 3 months away now. In the U.S.
Yeah.
So, right now, any idea who's going to be able to make it?
I about raised my hand, but yes.
Chris, what about you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Rob, maybe.
If you believe in miracles.
Isn't that a song?
Probably.
I believe
in magic.
Rob.
Yeah.
Matt, are you driving down?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll contemplate driving to your house and then riding with you.
Yeah, I'm driving.
How far are you from there?
You can drive to Matt's house and sleep in your car overnight, and then, you know.
Now, I'll consider letting him in. But
hey,
it's about a 7-hour drive.
Yeah, Don.
To Charlotte.
Just as a completely random segue off a cliff. Apparently, if anyone's still needing Groove, Amazon has them in stock for $10.99.
I'm certain all the people are beating down the doors to get the Legends.
Legend
class Groove. Yeah,
Chris got it loose for $5.
I don't like
Legends.
It's not bad. No, Don, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. I don't mean to sound terrible, but
yeah, and
you've done that flush Amazon.
Yeah,
and that $13 Voyager Roadbuster. If I didn't already have them, I would have them for that price.
Yeah.
That's a good price.
Yeah, today's Amazon Prime Day, and oh my God, what a disappointment.
It sucks.
It sucks. It's like, it's Amazon Clearance Day.
It's very lackluster.
What I wish it was, though, I wish it was like, Rob and I love these places, one of the Goodwills where you buy stuff by the pound. That's what I want. I want Amazon to sell me crap by the pound.
Well, now,
they said it was supposed to be bigger than Black Friday, and I'm like, no, keep in mind,
Amazon's Black Friday is not everybody else's Black Friday. Amazon's Black Friday is basically clearance as well.
Well, now, I did see there was a tweet a while ago that apparently Amazon now will also has a service, as a company, that will rent you goats that to clear unwanted vegetation.
That's awesome. That is awesome, Don. That was worth the cost of admission here. I'm glad we found that out.
Do the goats qualify for free Super Saver shipping?
I don't know, but my father did that 30 years ago. He bought a goat to clear out the gully that was next to our house, so we were trendsetters and didn't even know it then.
Yes, Don, you were the first people ever in Virginia or North Carolina or wherever you were to have a goat.
Okay. Hey, so this fine material, all we ask is that you leave us a review on iTunes. Go to tfradio.net/iTunes, I think, and that'll take you to the page. Leave us a review. We would appreciate it. 5 stars for this great content. You are most welcome, and thank you all at the same time. Hey, okay, so let's try to avert disaster and actually talk about Transformers stuff. Did anybody get anything this week that was cool or not?
I kind of did.
What'd you get, Don?
I got a...
If you don't have it yet, it doesn't count.
I do have it. It's behind me, but since I have the video, you can't see it.
Also, because it was super dark behind you, we couldn't see it anyway.
That's true. As everyone knows, a lot of the last wave of Power Battlers was showing up at discount stores from Age of Extinction, which included a Lockdown, a Galvatron, a very oddly colored Snarl.
Oh, wait, it was Age of Extinction Galvatron.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I got excited for a second.
One of the harder to find figures was the Junk Heap dump truck, and I actually found one of those today after looking for about 2.5-3 weeks, so that was kind of a nice, unexpected find. So I found that. And that's really all I've got this week.
But Kilby asked for cool things.
Well, it is kind of
cool. I think it's cool. I never saw that. I want it.
Well, and that's really all I got.
Where was it, Don? TJ Maxx?
Actually, this was Ross, and it's like they're all over eBay for like 40 to 50, and it's, you know,
they're flipping, Don.
Yeah, I need to hit up Ross pretty bad then. Yeah, so that's on my itinerary tomorrow. Hit up Ross. Yep, absolutely. Anybody else get anything? Because I've got a couple things to talk about.
I opened my Utopia.
Did you like it?
Pretty nice. I transformed it. I like it. I definitely enjoy it. But I was going to say, I posted a bunch of pictures of it. So follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. And you can see anytime I get new stuff, I usually post pictures to Twitter.
Sweet.
So now you have to get the Scorponok one when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pandinus.
Yeah. Well, sort of. I mean, Scorponok's not really like a nemesis to Metroplex, so...
No, but he's already bought into
He needs to get the Scorponok anyway, so that when they do their Fortress Maximus a little bit more down the line, he's obligated into that one.
Yeah,
that's the pattern we're working.
So, see,
here.
He needs the Metro Titan to go against Metroplex,
or you know, if they make a trip to Con, he needs that.
He needs
Dystopia, and he needs a theoretical Trypticon to come in the future.
Hey,
the
so one you're
he
forgetting
needs a dystopia
about,
so he and Brian can compare their dystopias.
Yeah, the one you're forgetting about
sad
is
trombone
the add-on kit for Omega Supreme, because Big Bad Toy Store still has that, and it's at like $104. And I'm like, maybe if I wait, maybe that'll go on like a clearance, and
but
I can pick
toys
that up.
Thing?
Yeah,
yeah, it's awesome
that.
Too.
It's an add-on for the year of the whatever Omega Supreme.
Yeah, looks really good.
Interesting.
I don't remember that. I'll have to look it up later.
So, So I got a couple things. And a couple weeks ago, a month ago, whenever it was, whenever we saw, months ago, I guess, when we saw photos for the LGEX Tokyo Toy Show exclusive black.
I think that was actually just last month.
Was it just last month? Yeah, Black Convoy. God, time. Yeah, the colors on the in the photos like were really striking for me. Especially the windshield and everything looked really nice compared to the Transformers subscription service version. Now that I have both, as I just got my LG EX Black Convoy, there are definite paint apps that are on the toy that aren't on the subscription service version. Did you get it as well, Diecast?
No, this is the subscription version.
But conversely, there are paint apps on the subscription service version that aren't there, of course, on the LG EX Black Convoy. And I'm not going to say that one's actually better than the other. They're both actually not that they're both okay. They're not, neither of them are great. Neither of them are clearly better than the other. I think I probably like the Black Convoy a tad better because I like the dark gray, the dark gray plastic that it uses as opposed to the one that Scourge uses. But I mean, like the really awesome looking red plastic in the photos, not there. It's pretty darn close, basically identical to the one that Scourge had.
That is a shame.
It is a shame. It does. It does not stand out in that respect. Yeah. It doesn't pop.
Did you get the EX Armada Megatron?
No, I did not. John, you had that one on order, didn't you?
Which one is it?
Armada Megatron.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? Do you like it?
Yes, I do. It's clearly the only way to get Armada Megatron in this mold. You're going to get it.
I should have picked that up. Is it still available for order, or did that sell out?
I'm sure you can still get it somewhere for a decent price.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably should have went with that instead. But I don't hate it, and I don't feel that bad about having two versions of this character. Because, I mean, it's Scourge. It's Black Convoy. He's pretty cool. And, you know, how many of those do we get?
A lot. Yeah, we never get
Scourge. And the other thing I got...
No.
Okay, Massey's gonna steal the show.
You being bad boy.
Do it.
Don.
Do it, Massey.
Don, you're stealing my thunder here.
No.
Do it, Massey.
Let go.
Wait for the blood-curdling scream.
So I know there's somebody who's never heard this before. Don's cat, Massey, is attacking him.
Let go. Ow. No. Bad boy.
Good.
No.
Good, Massey.
Of all the weeks to not have video of Dawn.
I know. It's okay.
What is wrong with the headmaster?
The
no, Dark Cat. Massey. Bad Dark Cat.
The other item that I picked up, I got my cupola. Or cupola, however you want to say it, but it's cupola. The Make Toys... remaster figure of Chrome Dome. I was going to say Masterpiece Scale. He's way bigger than Masterpiece Scale. He is...
Okay, like, wasn't the original Chrome Dome toy taller than the other Autobot cars?
He is substantially bigger than...
Let's see here. Is he about the size of MP10?
He's taller than MP10.
Yeah, say he comes up to like Ultra Magnus's shoulders.
He is to Ultra Magnus's shoulders, exactly. So Ultra Magnus, cupola. So I'll say this. The robot mode is amazing. It is a it's a gallery worthy piece. The robot mode is phenomenal. I don't know what the vehicle mode looks like because I can never get all the freaking panels and pegs together. Oh my god. The transformation is frustrating. It's entirely dependent on lining up panels and pegs. Nothing I hate more than that. And it was hard to get it back into robot mode and get it really solid because, of course, the robot mode depends on panels and pegs. If you buy this, what I would probably do is take like that spray adhesive and like glue it together so that you never can transform it because it should never be transformed. Otherwise it's beautiful. I mean, it's amazing. The joints are nice and tight. It's got die cast parts. The headmaster head is basically the size of the G1 headmaster heads, which means that it's out of scale with the rest of the toy because actually, no, I guess it's bigger, but it's out of scale with the rest of the toy. But it's really nice in robot mode. There are at the bottom of the feet, there are these panels that are attached via a ball joint. They have the tendency to pop out. But if you just wanted to keep this in robot mode forever and you didn't mind the premium price for it, it's really nice. But I can't ever see myself buying another one of these because of the price. It's just way too much for what it is. Yeah, but it's beautiful. Oh, my God. It will look very nice on my shelf. It will look as good as any Masterpiece toy that I have. It's really nice. just can't transform it. Isn't that the point, though? You know, they're Transformers.
Well, that's not a Transformer. That's a third-party toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Masterpiece. How many times are you going to really display it in car mode?
That, never.
I just keep thinking it can't be any worse than Apollyon. There's no way.
No, it can't be. It didn't break. Chronos. It didn't break.
It didn't break.
Please don't say Apollyon. I haven't tackled him yet. Still in the
well, if you tackle him, he'll shatter into like 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
You may need to set aside some time and
yeah, if you
a little
try to
bit
transform
of patience.
Him, he'll only shatter into a couple.
Yeah, but no, like some Masterpiece toys, I display in vehicle mode. I definitely display Convoy, our MP10, in vehicle mode because that's how it looks best, really, to me. But that's it. But yeah, Chrome Dome, really nice. Mm-hmm. And of course, I had the nice look. It made me think about the dub. So Don and I had a nice conversation about the dub yesterday over Twitter.
I'm sorry. We're talking about two different conversations. There was no nice involved.
Jeez.
What's the matter with the remasters? Can't they fight without Cupola?
No. The Star Dubs are horrible, terrible things, and them and Beast Machines to just need to be completely erased. The Transformers timeline.
Actually, you know, if we're going to erase stuff from the Transformers timeline, okay, let's erase a few other things.
Red 2000.
Let's start with Red 2000. Let's start with what's her name from that show Don likes? I can't even think because that's how much it means to me. No, I'm kidding. Prime, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I honestly just do not like the dubs. They grate on my nerves. I'm sorry, I just don't like them.
I don't know why, Don. I don't know why you hate the dubs. God, I love the dubs.
It's like, why do I hate the Snuggle Bear? I don't know, I just do.
Because when you close your eyes, you see it.
It's a Snuggle Bear.
When he closes his eyes, he sees it. That's why.
The bear ain't natural.
This is a classic episode. Okay, anybody have anything else? We don't have a lot of news, folks. So I'm just killing time.
I wanted to mention before we move on that Maz actually mentioned Brian or Radio Free Cybertron, specifically Brian, in his latest article that he did about Cupola.
Oh, really?
On how to say it and what it meant, and he kind of referenced back to.
Oh, cool.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh wow.
So, John, you got actually like a fresh Devastator now. Why don't you talk about that since we're killing time?
Oh yeah, kill away.
Sure. Hey, before we get to that too, just because you were talking third party, and I don't know if this is in the show notes later because we're so thin, but sorry if I'm jumping ahead. But Mastermind did post some new pictures of Spartan a day or two ago, where he was standing next to Springer. Looks so good.
Okay.
Looks so perfect.
Can't wait.
Must have.
Pre-ordered.
Must have. You know, XV and I are probably going to record a mini cast on Devastator, so I'm not going to talk for half an hour. But but I will say,
time for that later.
Yes, there's plenty of time for that later. I think my tweet said it all.
Uh-oh. Did we lose John?
I appreciate he exists.
Don, start over. We lost you.
John.
He's really impressive.
Okay.
He does a lot of things that are very wrong, I guess. I don't really agree with them at all, but I appreciate that he exists. Like, I appreciate he's a thing. He's in my office. He sure does exist. He sure is hit and miss.
well,
it's
going to
be
John,
a great minicast.
Yeah. Well, John, just as a small example, what has he did wrong to you? Just as a small example.
Other than everything about Mixmaster.
You
Other
have
to
like,
listen
I
to
don't
the
know.
Minicast.
He sat on my face while I was sleeping last night.
Whoa.
I woke up. And
wow.
Was, you know.
That's usually a good thing.
Oh, God. I'm going to
let that sit there. I'm going to let everybody just think about what goes through Diecast's head.
I'm going to just sit here and facepalm epically. Y'all just sort of imagine Picard, and it's about the same thing.
See, aren't you
good
glad
job,
you tossed Blur. It to me?
Yeah.
As I apparently tossed Devastator salad. Okay.
Okay. That means that he made him a very nice chop salad or a Cobb salad.
I constructed a very nice wedge salad for Devastator.
Wow.
Anyway, real quick, like, I don't know. I mean, everything tabs into everything else. Like, once you get to some point on Devastator, and it's kind of annoying. And the wing, the chest wing.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. Is that's the one thing that I have a Keith Brading moment about. Just getting everything lined up on the chest wing.
Yeah. He's mostly rock solid, mostly, but there are weird areas around Devastator that are just like held in place by tiny, tiny tabs. It's kind of odd. There's no middle ground. It's weird.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, cool. So Skype just crapped out on us. It's gonna be a great show.
it says something that was true like a year and a half ago for me.
You need Skype Premium to make a group video. I thought you didn't need Skype Premium to make a group video call. What happened to that?
You haven't needed it for about a year and a half now, so.
Yeah, God. Okay. Great show. Okay. So we have literally one news item in the official news bucket this week. One.
Singular sensation?
But we can extrapolate on this.
I'm sorry.
Diecast just used the word extrapolate. Did I hear that right?
Yes. Not extrap on, extrapolate.
Oh, gosh.
I'm impressed.
Sorry,
I'm impressed. Is that what you said?
So, people watching, if this is your first episode, I'm sorry. It's usually much better than this.
We're phoning it in this week, folks.
It's usually much, much better.
Look, I'm bringing my full effort. I can't account for the rest of these losers.
It's a phone call.
I'm really trying with, like, the potty humor.
Yeah.
So I am putting forth an effort.
Well, just make sure that it doesn't become a potty emergency. None of us are wacko.
Yes. Never mind. I'm Chicken Boo.
Oh, God. No.
Hey, I saw some of those reruns the other day on, I don't know if it was Discovery Family or something, some kind of like really high numbered channel. I forgot how terribly animated Animaniacs is.
Yeah.
So Brian, I just had a great idea.
Yeah, okay.
So you take the old Chicken Boo shorts.
Yes.
And you send them to Star TV.
Oh!
And then you get the video back, and we show it to Don.
He might like that.
I even gave you a compliment on your reviews because we're putting so much effort into them.
I'll say this. If we had a Patreon, this would be a Patreon exclusive episode. Yeah. Be material, folks. Okay, so the official news item this week, we got a photo of what is very likely our first Titan War reveal, Titan Wars reveal, which is Blaster, and it even comes with a superfluous base mode, and I love it.
iPod dock.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal. He is apparently going to be leader class. That's what we believe.
Well, that's the assumption generally floating around. Yeah, there's really nothing in the photo to give that sense to it, though.
You're right. I mean, if those are mini-cons there, I mean, that would lead you to
think. But the definition of a mini-con is so fluid.
Yeah, that's true. So, is he a headmaster? That's been one thing that's been thrown out there.
Well, you see in the base mode picture, there's a little tiny red robot running around.
Yes.
That's probably Blaster.
So, Blaster's basically doing a transector of himself.
So, he's like, it's like Minimus?
Sure.
I guess.
Okay, so the little robot.
Irreducible Blaster?
The irreducible. Blaster-otomos.
The theory I've heard tossed around is that every character in this that's going to be a headmaster, the headmaster is just going to be the Transformer itself that turns into a head for a larger robot.
If that's the case, it will be the greatest thing ever.
Whether from a fiction standpoint, the little head dudes are the normal-sized Transformer that attaches to a giant version of themselves or what, that's all going to be in the bios and package copy.
I mean, that would be like the Japanese headmasters, where...
Yeah, to an extent, yes.
Except for, like, Blaster, like, Chrome Dome, the head of Chrome Dome isn't like a smaller miniature version of Chrome Dome. It's just Chrome Dome's personality and everything.
Well, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
This is completely random. What if the Titan Wars, for the fiction, they crash land on a planet like from Child's Play, where the organics are like these huge, naturally tall, and they have to have these transectors to actually interact with the local life forms.
Don, you're the only person that would ever come up with that, and I love you for it. I like that idea.
I don't hate that idea, though.
I like that idea.
Yeah. It's fine. All right, hey, Don, so this is the line where you're going to get RC. You know it. You can feel it.
Leader class RC.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it'll be a recolored Chrome Dome.
All right, so I got a dumb question.
Yeah.
If we know this is a leak, but did we get this really, like, way too early? I mean, because they didn't talk about this at all at San Diego Comic-Con, so normally we get this stuff, like, a week before it's actually going to go live. This is, like, way too soon.
Like well, 6 months early?
Yeah, well, you have to...
Probably New York Comic-Con, and that's going to be...
Well, now, one thing you have to consider, Diecast, now this is just me thinking outside the box, but there was a lot of talk on the internet about what we saw at BotCon for Titan Wars, and then Hasbro was in really no position, I guess, at SDCC to bring any of that up, but they knew people were already talking about it. So this may be, and I'm air quoting here, a leak, so that it's just to keep the buzz up while there's talk going on about it.
No, because okay, they could have dropped this at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, they could have easily.
Okay, so, among the various things that were said and not said by the Hasbro people at BotCon, one of them was that it was a printing error that stuff wound up on those banners. And while we all thought that was just, you know, deflection and, you know, non-committal.
I thought
statement.
That was just John coming up with that as a guess.
Yeah, I didn't hear
anyone. I didn't hear anybody actually say that.
I actually have heard that from a different source, too.
Okay.
Oh.
But basically,
drop the mic.
Basically, that may well be the truth. Like, they may have had something else that they wanted to have on there, whether it was, you know, a sneak peek, whatever, but they were going to have SDCC, which wasn't much, or, you know, something completely unrelated. It may have been printing error that put that stuff on there if it wasn't supposed to be revealed till New York Comic Con. Like, this same art would be used. You've seen inside the Combiner Wars packaging and stuff, there's the same kind of line art for the Combiner characters.
Yeah.
Now, this art has a justification to exist without being a stealth reveal. So, yeah, it may have been a mistake. It probably never was intended for San Diego Comic Con. It's probably going to be the New York Comic Con reveal because it's going to be. Like, we're going to get Combiner Wars and Voyager and Deluxe next year, and Titan Wars is going to be everything leader and up.
Yes, 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 yes. I told you so. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
I really want you to develop a character as a Titan Wars truther. And, like, you look just like Rorschach from Watchmen.
Yes.
But instead of, like, an ink blot, it's the Autobot symbol on your mask.
Oh.
Will not let go of the truth. That this is all like a Hasbro conspiracy theory, and it wasn't just the intern pulling the wrong background art. So I want you to like post like cryptic tweets from now until New York Comic Con as the truther.
Okay, well that's a lot of effort for New York Comic Con. That's so. No, I'm not saying the scope of the convention. I'm saying the time frame.
Keep going past that
for BotCon. I mean, I could probably come up with something between now and BotCon.
So Don, the other part of this is. To suggest that it's an intentional leak, you have to look close at that picture. It's a photo taken of Windows Photo Viewer. So it's a photo of a photo on a computer screen. And if they wanted to surreptitiously leak that through back channels, they wouldn't do it like that.
They could.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be the
if
way...
If I was doing it.
I mean, wouldn't that be the ultimate way that they know they could do it better? But they actually made it look bad or not as good.
So what Don's saying is not unrealistic. Like if I worked for a company and I was doing this, I would do it this way. I would take a photo of something on the screen to make it look like it was a leak just to add some sort of validity to or some weight to the notion that it was a leak. It is a leak. I mean, that's what it is. It's not somebody purposefully doing it. But Don's exactly right. If I was pretending to leak it, this is exactly how I would do it.
So here's what I think happened. Remember when we first started hearing about Devastator being a thing? You know, there was the early reports from people who saw pictures of it from like retail outlets in Hong Kong. You know, they were shown pictures of the prototype and described them, and it lined up with what we got for as much detail as those pictures would have had. But nobody actually, like, you know, snapped a picture of what they saw to show anybody. Just in this case, the same thing probably happened, but they did take a picture and it got out.
Yeah.
That's where I think the source of this is.
Can I break in for live news?
Yes.
The Platinum Triple Changers are on Lightning deal right now.
Armor, how much?
I don't know. I'm looking for baby stuff. Let's see here. $47.
$47? $47.
That's a good deal. TFRadio.net/Amazon
right now, you guys.
TFRadio.net/Amazon.
Yeah. Because it's not going to sell out in like 2 minutes. Sorry. Unlike baby stuff.
Well, what you can do is you can get repo labels to do a set of like those old My First.
It says 100% claimed already.
Oh, no
way. I am on the wait list. I am on the wait list.
They must have had five of them.
In less than 2 minutes. In less than 2 minutes, it went to 100% claim.
People really want
that wacky Astro Train.
Yeah.
Do you have a link to it, or do I have to find it on
the Within 2 minutes.
Yeah, but Lightning Deal would have just started, wouldn't it?
Minutes ago.
Yeah, it did.
Wow. It's like trying to buy something online from Japan and it selling out in the span of a screen refresh.
Yeah.
It's saying 0% claimed for me.
A refresh.
Yeah. Yeah, it says 0%.
Hit add to cart.
Now it says 100% claimed. Yeah. It's so dumb. Amazon.
Nerd
why?
Rage.
They're filtering them out one at a time, obviously.
I guess to prevent oversales?
No, I think somebody's just dicking around.
Thanks.
But
damn,
GoBots.
Damn.
Looking at that blaster, you know, a little closer, I had not noticed until somebody mentioned Headmasters, all the seats on it. There are seats on the top of the battle station, there are seats on just about everything. And I'm wondering now, they were saying that Buzzsaw has like a third tank mode that they were not showing at BotCon. I'm wondering if the like third modes for the various cassettes or whatever they end up being are going to be little vehicles for the Headmasters.
He could be. That's good. Yeah.
Okay, now it says this deal is available to me. I don't know why.
If you were on the wait list, it's possible it just
did they email you or
no? I'm just attacking the item on Amazon.
I think on the slide during the Hasbro panel they actually did show Buzzsaw's tank mode, but I don't remember a lot of detail from it. It was just, you know, a yellow square thing, not unlike the native
some treads on it. Yeah,
gotcha.
All right, so I did want to mention this too. I mean, because we have seen line art on the instructions.
I got it.
Characters.
I got it. There we go.
Getting like, or that we think we're not getting. Like there was speculation that we were going to get a Masterpiece Megatron through some of that line art. So. I don't know if that line art is 100% guaranteed to get us a figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. God, I am really excited about Titan Wars. I mean, I really am. But...
Like, in general, I don't think I need this blaster as what it is. Maybe the Soundwave version whenever it comes along. I'm more looking at this as like, okay... Show me Scorponok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the Fort Max, I'll be interested in.
I think Blaster looks really, really nice. I want that one.
It does. It does. But, like, if it's a leader toy, I don't think I really feel like I need a Blaster that big.
But it transforms basically into Power Master Prime's trailer mode.
And, it's awesome. And also, and now for this, I want someone to build a little radio tower, and at the top of the tower it says WKRP on it. You can put it on top of Blaster Space Mode.
Donnie, is there any wonder what ever became of me? I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. God, this is the worst episode ever. Okay, so so I don't know. There's third party news.
It's a very random evening.
It's a very random evening.
That's the title. A very random
RFC. A very random RFC. Worst episode ever. This is worse. I think this is going to be worse than that episode where the computer took over the universe and killed me. Back from 2001.
Wow, this is the worst show in 15 years. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
But
okay.
Is it worse than the Superhero Time Godzilla show? That's the bar that we have.
Nothing.
It's Amazon's fault. We can blame Amazon on this.
Yeah, we can blame BotCon and BotCon and SDCC being so close together. That Titan Wars thing, okay? Hey, so I just bought this on Amazon. I have no idea how many are claimed at this point.
I got it too.
Did you go to tfradio.net/Amazon?
I did.
Awesome. Love that. Great. Okay, so if you want to help out RFC and make the show better than this, because this isn't good, go to tfradio.net/Amazon. Every single time you make a purchase will cost you no more, but a little bit of money comes back to us to help improve the show. Yeah. tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay. So third-party news. I'm going to start off with the thing that I actually don't have a news story to talk about or to show. To me, I thought this was huge news. Quakewave is being reissued and available in three SKUs. The toy coloration, cartoon coloration, and a transparent version limited to 800 pieces.
Yeah, I think they pushed up the 800. I think at the time of our recording, There Goes My Money, it was 500, but yeah. I think they upped it.
So the regular versions, the toy and cartoon variant are $155 each, and the transparent site closer to 200. Thing is, this toy on the secondary market was going for upwards and over $400 because people wanted it. Yeah, I'm super excited about this.
Well, I think this is the toy that really put fans' toys on the map, and the high quality and the amount of praise that I heard about the figure. I don't own one because Shockwave is not one of the characters that I want an upgrade for, really.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, yes, I am, but it also saves me money for what I am getting, and that's their Dinobots.
So basically, you passed on the unofficial masterpiece Shockwave that everybody raved over and drove the price up to like three times what it started out, and yet you bought a Kronos.
I don't see a problem there.
Oh,
that's
Don.
The problem.
And that's the problem, yeah.
Oh, Don.
Kronos has his charms. They're just a little buried.
Yeah.
But their Dinobots are absolutely phenomenal.
I actually considered getting Quake Wave on the second run, but that price tag is just a bit too much for me.
I really considered it at not the 400 price mark because that's just crazy. But if I could have found one for $300, I really want it because I know I'll never get a Masterpiece Shockwave. Or as soon as I get this, or as soon as it's paid for, Takara will announce Masterpiece Shockwave. So I'm just really trying to. Push it for orders. And Diecast has is that public? What you're putting in the chat, or is that just for? Okay.
For Matt.
Yeah. Diecast has a super secret way of getting it for less that involves hiking through Tibet, and Matt's going to do that, I think, maybe.
But I will say this: if I was going to get one of the three, it would be that limited edition crystal one. Because I can only imagine how that would look with the light up feature. It would probably be phenomenal.
Just never touch it or move it or transform it so it doesn't crack.
Yeah, that's the thing that scares me because it's clear plastic and
I know,
fans' toys has tight tolerances. It's just like, ugh.
You can make clear plastic that has give to it and would survive this kind of use. Almost nobody uses it though.
Well, that's why I haven't opened up my Family Mart Optimus yet. He's still safe and snug in the box.
You're welcome.
You best leave him that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's where he should stay.
Yeah.
That's not even a comment on the toy. It's just you put a lot into getting that, and you need to keep it in
one piece. And it's clear plastic, yeah.
We don't want it to shatter with your dreams, Don.
Yeah. Hey, so my dreams may not shatter, but my wallet probably will. Speaking of fans' toys.
You avoided dystopia.
I don't know about this.
Dystopia is still readily available.
Yeah.
So they're still
true.
It was a failed purchase.
limited edition of 500 G2 Scoria.
Oh, I saw.
Oh my god.
It's pretty. It looks so good.
He's calling you, Brian. They made that just for you.
I pre ordered it already. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I'm lucky because, like, the only G2 Dinobot color I actually care about is Blue Grimlock.
I care about them all.
Yeah, and that's what's weird. As much y'all know me, I'm a big G2 fan. Chris is a G2 fan. But for me, even if I didn't have the Scoria already, having G2 Dinobots is just not a thing for me. It's weird. I can't explain it.
Now,
I like it, but I don't really want the Dinobots in G2. I'd rather have them in the original colors.
Okay, Don, you can stop talking now.
And there's the blue one, too. Is the blue one supposed to be Diachrone?
Diachrone.
I get where Don's coming from with this, too.
You can stop talking, too, Chris.
The Dinobots, you know, their colors are iconic. It's their team color, and it kind of takes something away changing the color. That said, I still want a blue Grimlock of some capacity.
Oh, definitely.
I want a red Sever so bad I can taste it.
Well, here's what I would like to see.
Sever, you want it so bad you can taste it.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind them doing, this is a different company, but if Toy World, I think it was Toy World, did their Grimstone figure, that's the core of their combiner, that's not a bad alternative look at Grimlock. That might be interesting to see in the G2 colors. That way you could get a different mold in those G2 colors and not be a duplicate of...
Get which one?
It's the one that's the core of the Toy World combiner.
That looks terrible. I mean, that Toy World combiner can just rot. I mean, it's...
Oh, excuse me?
No. I'm just disagreeing with you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying...
Like, best debate ever.
That Toy World combiner just looks like butt. It looks terrible.
You know, I think I decided the G2 colored Grimlock I want is Age of Extinction Grimlock.
Oh, God.
Now which color? The darker blue or the Powderpuff blue?
Darker
blue. Okay, I want the Powderpuff blue because that thing completely was such a short run product and it vanished so fast. I saw it one time and never got a chance
Grimlock?
To buy it again. Yeah,
G2.
Yeah.
So I have the darker blue version of that. I didn't realize that there was a second color. Is this kind of like the pink, the pinkish Optimus Primal?
Oh, no. This is – hang on. Let me find it for you, Brian. Let me find it for you. Hang on. Let's see how strong my Google Foo is tonight.
That's a very purple.
Very purple Primal.
No, this is the pink one. There is one that is actually – very purple.
Your camera makes it look pretty purple.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, actually,
I mean, there's one that's like Megatron purple.
Yeah, I actually got Gary Chalk to sign one of my purple Optimus Primals at BotCon one year because he didn't realize that the colorations existed. And I just told him about, you know, how it some production runs you get these colors.
You just took him through the whole production process. Like after
I'm sure he was riveted.
I love it. I also believe it.
Yeah.
I'm checking to see how much of this lightning deal has been claimed. 0%. 0%.
I think something's wrong.
100% accurate.
Yeah, I think something's wrong.
Amazon's broken and it's frustrating.
I've noticed a lot of issues today. Like, I tried to order something earlier today, and
the traffic is too much. Yeah,
it
looked like they weren't prepared for a major shopping event.
The funny thing is, who has more, other than maybe Google, who has more bandwidth and capacity than Amazon?
Yeah.
Basically, like, nobody.
Yeah, hey, it's Chris. Like the whole world is like on the site tonight.
Yeah.
I put a link in the chat that is a picture of all three Grimlocks. I don't remember. I thought the Powderpuff Blue Grimlock was a bit lighter in color, but I might be just misremembering the color in my head. does that...
The one on the right's the one I always remember seeing.
I can't... Right.
Yeah, the one in the middle has a driver with it.
I had the one in the middle.
Well, the one in the middle has the driver, but the person who took the picture just put that there. I mean, it's got
because if you look, yeah, it's got the G2 logo on there on the hip.
I've never seen the middle one. I mean, obviously, this is the G1 on the video. This is the 2G2. I've got the darker of the two.
Yeah, I mean, I have to assume that's a batch variation.
Yeah, it might be. I definitely, mine, from what I can remember, it was a long time ago, and I traded for it with a friend when I was in elementary school, but I had the one in the middle. It did not have the driver. It was not that rich of a blue, so it was definitely the lighter.
Yeah, I remember him being more like of a turquoise than straight up blue.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was a teal variant, too, because I remember seeing that.
Well, I don't have them, so I must have them.
Well, that one in the middle is kind of teal.
So, yeah.
On my monitor, it isn't showing up very teal, but I don't know if that's me or just...
It looks like...
Me, the photo, the monitor, what.
So, for me, it looks like it's teal, but it's been played with in the dirt.
Yeah.
It looks like teal as processed through a digital camera sensor, which never worked out well.
Good point.
It could just be that it was the production process trying to get to this last shade of blue, and they just kept having the wrong shades, I guess.
Maybe that's the exact middle point where they changed between the silver plastic and the blue.
I was thinking that,
Maybe there's 50 shades of Grimlock.
Grimlock.
That's terrible.
I actually had the silver one. I found the silver G2 one. I bought it like the first time I saw it.
Oh, shoot. I forgot that was a thing. So, yeah, I don't have that. I just have the turquoise. Damn it. I guess I don't know.
I really want that deep blue Grimlock.
I've got it. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. That's why I want one.
Maybe it's because I'm old, but I swear I thought that blue, the Powderpuff Blue Grimlock was literally a lot more pastel.
It could be,
well,
Don.
Again, like, you can't take the photo for 100% accurate just because those kind of colors don't reproduce always the most accurate.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what the lighting is, et cetera, et cetera.
And again, the whole issue with, like, possible batch variation, you know, the one you saw may very well have been lighter than typical.
So, this is going to set me back, and I hate Fans Toys for it. Darn you, darn you, darn you. So, speaking of Fans Toys, the next item is They're Not Kickback. Does anybody care? Do we even want to talk about this?
I care. I love that thing. I think their Insecticons are going to be the absolute best.
Okay, so if you're watching the video, you are seeing Fans Toys Not Kickback. I like it. I like it a lot. I don't know if I'm going to buy it.
Where's my Legends Kickback?
Yeah.
Little robot legs incorporate into the back real nice. I think it cleans up real nice in robot mode. I can't wait for that to come out. Plus, they always have some diecast in them, and they're just, yeah. Because I held Grenadier.
I mean, it looks fine. It's just,
I mean, I'm certain it'll be great.
I'm interested to see it in color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait now.
It looks fine. I just kind of can't get into it.
I like the other third party's variation on the Insecticons a little bit better.
I have to say, right now, I'm just kind of excited about getting this Platinum 2-pack because it's just so weird.
I just want Safety Astro Train.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah,
I just want to know what's up with it.
I wish somebody would have asked.
Give you a straight answer.
I don't. So what makes me sad is I don't have a good G1 Blitzwing. I think the one I have is a Junker. So this will be my good G1 Blitzwing. And that just kind of hurts.
It looks like
flywheels. Yeah.
So weird. So weird. Hey, let me think here. I'm probably confusing it with Tesla, but the Platinum Edition, Perceptor that's coming out, I thought they redid the face.
Not that I ever heard.
Okay, good. So that was one reason I didn't want it, because I thought that the face got butchered. But a variant face would, since I already have Perceptor, having a variation would actually be kind of nice, but I probably am confusing it with Tesla. Hey, Diecast, did you review Tesla since last week?
get. Yes.
So, spoilers, you like it?
I did. I didn't think... I'm not falling over it like everyone else seems to be.
But it looks nice.
I like it and I'd recommend it. I just don't think it's perfect.
Okay. How much was it? What's retail on it?
$120, I think, now.
Okay. And that's it for third-party news. On the site this week, we have RC Minicast 21. John and I talk about Transformers video games, and that was fun.
So fun.
Being honest with Rob Springer, Rob talks about the SDCC news. There Goes My Money. Diecast and I talk about all sorts of stuff like this Fans Toys and Not Kickback and Quake Wave. Spoilers, that was a must buy for me. And is there a new episode of that one episode of Star Trek?
There will be. We just had problems yesterday.
Which episode is it?
We did the animated series.
Two episodes, right?
The Infinite Vulcan? Uh-huh. The Infinite Vulcan?
You'll have to wait and see.
The Infinite Vulcan?
You'll have to wait.
if I can jump in, I'll say, Chris, I really enjoyed the Doomsday Machine. It's like I said, that's probably, I want to call it my favorite classic series episode. Maybe
it's really good.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh my God, I so hope you guys did the Infinite Vulcan.
It's my favorite
episode. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed the Doomsday Machine. Yeah, because Decker's actor was just... The only fictional character I've seen choose scenery more than that was from Ninja Storm. The villain in Ninja Storm.
Was it Commandant or Admiral Decker? I forgot.
Commodore.
And that was supposed to be Commander Decker's father. I forgot about that. The motion picture. I hope it's the Infinite Vulcan. Let's see here. And do we have anything else? Anything else? No. Okay. So, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, we have a wrap-up on our SDCC 2015 news. Also, we are doing a feature called Devastator Week, where we are doing... basically a collection of all of our Devastator-related coverage, plus I'm doing little Constructicon then and now featurettes, basically on the design history of the Constructicons. And, of course, XV is still reviewing the SDCC Devastator set, and I have posted the review for Combiner Hunters Chromia.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, cool. Again, I apologize. This is the worst episode of Radio Free Cybertron ever. it's probably not. I'm certain there's an episode where, like, I wasn't here, JD hosted, and Rob Springer just kind of went crazy. There's probably something like that that might have been, that actually probably would have been better.
Yeah.
JD would be like, oh, whatever. Rob would be like, The thing is,
Rob Springer usually saved that for when you were around.
I know. I love Rob. God, I wish Rob was on every week again. I miss. I don't even miss having him on. It was that tease when he was around for like a few months and then gone.
Yeah.
We miss you, Rob.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll go back to Days.
No, he doesn't want to go back to Days. He does not want to get back. He likes his nights.
But if he was here, we wouldn't be getting Being Awesome. And if you have not listened to this week's Being Awesome yet, oh my God.
Oh, I can't. I haven't listened.
You'll listen to it now.
It's on my list with last week's episode of that one episode of Star Trek. I haven't listened to it yet, so. Okay, that's what I'm going to do tonight while I'm studying, is I'm going to listen to that Being Awesome and that one episode of Star Trek from last week. TFRadio.net/Amazon. We'll see you later. Have a good one.
Take care, everybody.
And XV is like, no.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network.
Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.